Chapter 11, Bonus Wealth Secret, Build Social Capital. If you consistently apply all the wealth secrets I've shared with you so far, including the high net worth strategies, the odds that you'll get wealthy, which might have once seemed stacked against you, will be heavily in your favor. You'll greatly increase your chances of growing your net worth over time and eventually reaching your wealth goals. However, there's a final bonus wealth secret that can amplify your wealth building power and help you reach your financial goals faster. It's simple. Your network drives your net worth. So far, we've focused on developing a wealth mindset, investing in yourself, and investing your money for growth. Those things will always be essential. They're critical factors in how you grow your net worth. However, it's just as important that you invest in people and relationships to build your social capital. No one succeeds at anything alone. Whether you're growing your business, looking to jump up the corporate ladder, or on the lookout for your next investment opportunity, the people you know and who know you can make all the difference. In most cases, your financial condition will come to mirror that of the people you spend the most time with, so it's important to be deliberate and discerning in building your network. Purse story, joining the game. Growing up in Baltimore, Maryland, Wealthy U member Jandy Turner always had a love of sports. She grew up playing softball and basketball, and after studying engineering at the University of Virginia, she built a career in management consulting. One of her husband's personal passions incidentally led Jandy to her most effective networking strategy and a new career. One Saturday afternoon, Jandy's husband was watching the LPGA on television, and the women were playing a skins game. They were winning money for their charities, explained Jandy. So if you win this hole, you get $10,000. You win the next one, you get $10,000. The combination of sports and gambling appealed to Jandy, and as a natural athlete, she thought it looked easy. Excited to try something new, she asked her husband to teach her the game. He agreed, and according to Jandy, his efforts turned out to be an endeavor of love. Well, my God, said Jandy, golf is the hardest sport I have ever attempted to learn how to play. Accustomed to sports coming instinctively to her, Jandy was surprised to find golf was different. She felt nervous on the course and shied away from playing with other people, letting group after group go ahead of them. Eventually, her husband told her, "You can't do that. There's always going to be another group." She was mortified when her husband suggested they play with a couple of guys. Despite her doubts, Jandy finally decided to go all in and play the way the game was supposed to be played, and she discovered she wasn't nearly as bad a golfer as she'd assumed. With that bit of encouragement, she dedicated herself to developing her skills on the golf course, and she soon learned golf was more than a way to pass the time. It was a key that opened doors to new opportunities. It was the game of business. It's not what you know, it's who you know and who knows you. Rapper and activist Nipsey Hussle said, "If you look at the people in your circle and don't get inspired, then you don't have a circle. You have a cage. Are you the wealthiest or the most accomplished in your friend group and in most rooms where you spend time? Are you usually the only one with the strongest wealth mindset? If so, it's time to meet new people. Yes, your education, the skills you've developed, and your experience matter. They matter a lot. However, if you're isolated and without a strong network, few people will know what you have to offer, and your exposure to new ideas and opportunities will be limited. You want people to think of you when they need an expert in your area or have an opportunity that could make a difference to your net worth goals. You've probably heard the adage, your network is your net worth. It's absolutely true, and that's good news for you as you apply the wealth secrets, because your network is something you can control. Even as you read this, you might be only one phone call, one meeting, or one game of golf away from someone who can open new doors for you. You might be just 2 or 3 degrees of separation from a strategic business partner, a new client referral, or the connection you need to land a position with your dream company. Right now, you probably don't have many or any billionaire friends. Billionaires tend to hang out with billionaires. However, part of the reason you're not a billionaire is because you're not in their circle. It seems like a catch-22, but it's actually not. You don't have to make the leap all the way to 10-figure rooms from wherever you are right now. Focus instead on surrounding yourself with people who have a wealth mindset, who are connected to your potential clients or employers, or who have access to people you'd like to get to know. As you invest in those relationships, you'll naturally position yourself in rooms with people whose net worth matches and exceeds your own. Of course, you can incrementally expand your network to include people with a greater net worth, but that shouldn't be your only criterion. The wealthy surround themselves with smart people, people in leadership positions, and influential experts. Your network should include contacts who have a body of knowledge different from your own, work in industries you might want to explore, or have influence in your industry or community. They may not all be at the 7-figure mark or higher, but the mayor of your city, the president of a university, or a consultant whose offerings complement yours can all add value to your network. One of the most effective ways to get wealthy is to put yourself in the spaces where wealthy people work and play. Think about how the people in your circles talk about money. Do they talk in terms of scarcity and never having enough? If they're doing well financially, are they still afraid the good times won't last or a recession will wipe out all they've earned? Contrast that with what you know about wealthy people. They are prudent with their finances, but not fearful. They look at a downturn as a chance to increase their wealth. Rather than relying solely on experts to tell them what to do, they're willing to learn what it takes to maximize their assets. If you spend a lot of time with the first group, how do you suppose you'll approach financial decisions? Now picture yourself engaged with the second group. Can you feel the difference? Business deals often happen because of a personal connection. Make those connections and allow people in your growing network to observe your character and your unique abilities. Consider golf. Golf has long been recognized as the game where business deals happen. However, many women, especially Black women and other women of color, have felt locked out of the sport. They don't see themselves on the course, and so they feel like they don't belong. Jandy is committed to correcting this misassumption. She pointed out that although the growth of the sport as a whole has leveled off, certain segments of golfers, including women, minorities, and juniors, are growing. In 2011, women made up just 19% of golfers, but by 2021, they had reached 25%. Jandy also made note of a Black women's golf club that's been around since 1938. "So we've been there," she said. "We're waiting for everyone else to come to the table to see what's available." When she joined me on my television program, Get Wealthy, to talk about her love of the game and how it has served her, Jandy explained, "You might not be interested in playing golf, but your colleagues are, your customers are, your suppliers are." Jandy considers golf a career accelerant, and she painted a clear picture as to why that can be the case. If you work in an organization where your boss or your boss two levels up is a golfer, 9 times out of 10, there will be plenty of business opportunities to represent that organization in a charity golf tournament or to attend a golf tournament. And if your name pops up on their list as a golfer, it's fantastic. Otherwise, on Friday afternoon, you're sitting at your desk and those who do play golf are out building relationships with the boss or their peers and having their name in the conversation. Jandy was so impressed by the value of golf, she wrote her first book, Golf, The Sport of Business, to introduce the game and its many benefits to more people. Even if you don't want to play golf or are physically unable to, according to Jandy, there are still plenty of opportunities for you to be around the game. Attend professional golf events and invite a prospective client or someone else you want to get to know better in your professional life. A golf tournament, Jandy pointed out, isn't like most sporting events. It's an opportunity to see the beauty of the golf course and walk the course with the golfers. It's also an opportunity to sit in a chalet over one of the signature holes and sip wine and have decent, quiet conversation. Jandy went on to say, "One of the things that I've learned from producing hundreds, if not thousands, of golf tournaments is that business gets done on the golf course. The conversations are a bit different. The relationships are a bit more authentic. So when you think about your network, who plays golf? For me, those are the people I want in my network." Early on, as she dabbled in the sport and met other women who also wanted to play, Jandy organized her first tournament, a small event of 16 women, and she hit up her corporate connections to donate swag and prizes. The women had a great time, and the tournament was a success, but it was the after-tournament activities that Jandy realized were most powerful. The women didn't want to go home right away, and they gathered in the clubhouse to talk and get to know each other better. They also asked when the next tournament would be, and Jandy scrambled to organize another one a couple of months later. Soon, she was running more and more events, and then she ran an analysis of the golf industry. She also learned in her research that golf was all about networking, corporate partnerships, and corporate sponsorships. Along with her event management company, Acuity Events, she launched Acuity Sports, a company focused on helping nonprofits host golf tournaments as fundraising events. Jandy produces corporate golf and spa retreats and consistently sees the advantage that women have when they mix in some golf. "Invariably, the women head to the spa and the men head over to the golf course," she said. "And the one or two women who go to the golf course, trust me, they stand out. Their name is in the conversation and they get recognized. So again, you want your name and yourself to be in the conversation." Jandy offered some tips for people who are new to the game. 1, learn the basics. Start by taking at least 5 lessons. Keep in mind that you can borrow clubs from the course or the facility before you invest in your own. Jandy highly recommends you practice between lessons to make sure what you learn sticks and you get your money's worth. 2, learn the rules. "Good golfers don't mind playing with bad golfers or a not so good golfer," said Jandy, "but they do mind playing with people who are slow and people who don't know the rules." She encourages people to learn 1 or 2 rules a day, which means you'll cover most of the rules within a month. 3, follow convention. The game of golf has its own etiquette, which is nearly as important as the rules themselves, things like how to dress and how to proceed on the court. She suggests you take the time to familiarize yourself with that etiquette as well. As you ease into golf and spend more time on the course, you can look into buying your own clubs, used or fine, and appropriate clothes. 4, pick your locations. You might consider joining a club or signing up to play in a league. A league is a good way to get consistent practice as well as meet people, as the group of 15 or 20 players usually gets mixed up each week. Jandy suggests you also check with your employer to see whether they have company golf clinics or participate in a league. In Jandy's experience, a golf outing is much better than a lunch appointment. "Let's face it, if you invite me to lunch for business, I'm going to be on my best behavior for that hour," she said. However, golf, which takes place in a relaxed setting with minimal distractions, provides a different environment, which can open up communication in unique ways, not to mention the insights a round can give you into someone's personality. On the golf course, you're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly, Jandy said. "You're going to see me hit great shots, and you're going to see me hit downright ugly shots. But what matters and what you can infer from seeing that is how do I handle that?" Golf provides an opportunity to read people. Are they strutting around and bragging about the good shots? Are they tossing clubs and sulking on the bad shots? A lot happens between hitting the shots, which accounts for a minuscule portion of the time on a course. Take note of your fellow players' habits and behaviors. Does the other person show up on time? How do they treat their partners? What kind of risks do they take? Additionally, a round of golf provides a chance to find common ground and to allow others to get some insight into your character. So, if I were entering into a business partnership with somebody, I would take them out on the golf course, Jandy said. And perhaps even if you were entering into a marriage or relationship, because how they show up on the golf course is 9 times out of 10 how they show up in life. Time spent playing golf together is great for building rapport and learning more about people and their needs. You don't want to jump right into a sales pitch, of course. Instead, take the time to get to know the people you connect with through golf. Jandy suggests reading their mood and the situation to decide whether an after-round drink or dinner is a place to bring up business, or whether it's more appropriate to follow up later with an email or phone call. Success is a contact sport. Meeting people, collecting business cards, or creating thousands of connections on LinkedIn isn't enough to build true social capital. Effective networking demands that you take the initiative and nurture those relationships, and that requires staying in contact. It's important to interact with the people in your network on a regular basis to ensure you're top of mind when they need someone who does what you do or when they have an investment opportunity they want to discuss. Maintaining your network doesn't have to be difficult or time-consuming, and it can be enjoyable. If you belong to an organization such as a women's or co-ed golf league, a professional networking group, an alumni association, or a service organization that attracts the kind of people you want in your network, you have ample opportunity to maintain consistent contact with other members. Of course, that means you need to show up for meetings and events. Allow people to see you adding value, if only with your presence, insightful questions, and helpful suggestions. And don't be afraid to put yourself forward for leadership positions. It's wise to have a balance of online and offline contacts. Platforms like LinkedIn, mastermind groups that meet online, and even co-working groups allow you to connect with people all over the country and the world. The women of Wealthy You may never interact in the real world, although many of them do, but they're able to connect and support each other in very real ways. However, your online networking should be balanced with real-world connections. If you're just beginning to develop your network in your area, check your local chambers of commerce, industry organizations, and small business groups. One of the most effective ways to maintain relationships with your growing list of connections is to create a system to follow up with people. For instance, you might maintain a spreadsheet or find simple contact management software to keep track of your contacts and how you're interacting with them. Contact 1 to 3 people a day. Share an article or book recommendation you think will make a difference for them. Ask how you can help them achieve their goals. Connect 2 people who should know each other. Acknowledge birthdays and anniversaries. Give before you seek to take, and use your best judgment to decide when it makes sense to ask for help, such as an introduction to someone they know well, a client referral, or a recommendation for a job. Whether you're networking through a golf game or some other avenue, it's important to have the right mindset. Your network will drive your net worth, but it will only drive it in the right direction if you network with a clear strategy and consistent execution. Your next great wealth opportunity could be just 1 connection away. It's up to you to make sure that connection happens. Jandy did it, and she has continued to do it over and over again. You can do it too.